Nearly every part of the illegal journey, emigrants from West Africa to Europe across the Sahara Desert and Mediterranean Sea. Every African migrant has a different story in Sahara Desert. An International Organization for Migration report also a sadness about African migrants in Sahara Desert. That aside, when asked about Sahara Desert, African migrants keep silent and take deeper breaths. The Sahara Desert is the largest and hottest desert on Earth, and the area of the Sahara Desert has grown near 10% since 1921, according to 2018 study published in the Journal of Climate. The Sahara has played an important role in the development of African culture and history because Sahara is trade routes, and Sahara is located in North Africa. It's covered most of North Africa, stretching from the Atlantic Ocean and the Red Sea. North of the Sahara is the Mediterranean Sea. South is the Sahel region that sits between the desert and the African savanna. It covers a large section of 11 different countries, including Egypt, Libya, Tunisia, Algeria, Morocco, Western Sahara, Mauritania, Mali, Niger, Chad, and Sudan. The Sahara has an important role in the development of the African culture and the economies, but not only several stories of migrants, such as the ones who live in Stuttgart today, make us know that the Sahara is far from being a paradise on earth.
For Libya, because I passed through there too, and I spent a year plus in Libya, which I also experienced in the cell where they call Zanzou. And that place is a place where you don't have anybody to come and bail you. Even if you have somebody to come and bail you, when you go there, they tell the person there's nobody like that. So everybody normally come out there as an escape. It's two alternatives on how to come out there. Or in another case, if you want to go out from there, you have to look for an escape route. Without that, there's no way for God. The government, they don't build, they want from you is just to kill you because they don't have conscience. When you are going through the Strasse, they caught you going through the Strasse, you see where what they call asthma boys. They will call when telephone, when flus, that's what they normally call it. The flus is money, and when telephone, that is asking where's your phone, where's your money and everything. After beating you, taking what belongs to you, at the end of the day, still hand over you to the police and take you to the Zanzu. So that place is not really easy. Yeah, of a truth, when I was at home, even before I came, despite I was having a problem because I never wanted to come to Europe. That is true. And there is nobody who just eats and is so very happy to say, oh, I want to pass through the Mediterranean Sea. Oh, I want to pass through the Sahara Desert. Despite the stories we've been hearing, right from 2008, 2007, 2006, I'll be hearing that my brothers, when they were coming to Europe, they tell us how hard it is. For me, people at home, it's very difficult for you to tell them that, oh, that place is not good, unless they see with their eyes. But for the truth, I have to tell them now, be we that have experienced it, I must tell you the truth. It's not a place. If you have a good work at home that you are doing, I beg you in the name of God, you have to stay at home. You coming to Europe to make money is not all. When you are in your country and you have a little job doing, you can still succeed with the job if you can put down your mind. So I beg my people in Africa, if you are okay at home, there is no reason for you to come and have a second problem. So I don't want you people to pass through that same pain. Coming to Europe is not all, because there are many that are dead in the sea now. They cannot think of getting the arrow. There are many that died in the desert. They are not thinking about the arrow. When you have not even laid a foundation in your place. So you see how frustrating it is. So you people have to think about this before coming to Europe. Europe is not all.
International Organization for Migration report that more than 6,600 Africans have died over past 5 years. Mostly while crossing the Sahara Desert to Europe, more specifically in the Sahara Desert, North Nigeria, South Libya, and North Sudan. International Organization for Migration say the migrants use the roads to reach Libya. They get way to Europe and hope for better life. Musi is another refugee from Nigeria who also crosses the desert.
The reason why, because when my father was alive, he bore 7 children. Before he died, I was 10 years old, before he left. We managed stronger. Where the children are growing, one by one, they go down, go down, go down. Go to Matthew, I very cry. If I go work, I don't feel do anything. I'm living and thinking from there now. Well, let me try to escape my life. That's why I came to Libya from Libya, kill people there. I risk it to pass that through that sea. God do it, I survive. Yeah, many people were selling in Libya. Then many people had died for through the Red Sea. Push your boat, maybe by four boats, no one should remove everything aside. Some people get locked and survive. That's why we have been here. The people that have been here, all that grace of God, that's why they have survived to be this country. That's why I'm trying to beg Germany to help us.
International Organization for Migration reports that Smuggler inflict physical and sexual abuse on migrants and often abandon them 2 days in the desert if they cannot stump up more money to continue the journey.
But slavery in Libya is something that is very rampant in Libya. They were beating us, shooting guns, killing people. It was God that rescued me there. Okay, I spent a month plus from there. This is injury from Libya. This is what they did to me. You can see in Libya. I was sold once. Okay, because of even they were threatening us that they are going to kill us. And we should, when we were sold, they told us they demand ransom from us. We should pay ransom. That is the only way we can be free. We should pay 1,000 something euro and dollars for 1 month plus. A lot of force were key. 1 month and 3 weeks, that is what I spend in. It was God. Let me just say God. Because of when I escaped from that place, because a lot of force were died there. Okay, when I escaped from there, I was only with just my boxer. It was somebody there also that took me out from there. Because of when they were demanding, I have to tell them my story. There is no way I can have anything. There is no way I can, because of I can afford that. Nobody is going to pay it for me. I don't know anybody in Libya. That was when a lot of us escaped from there, you know. We know how we escape from that from the captivity. Escape in the night. So a lot of us passed through the city. But I was rescued by one Arab guy. I was coming close to us there. He's the one who opened the door, tell me to leave. That is how I run away. He tell me to run fast. I will never advise anybody to be in Libya. A lot of Nigerians, Gambians, Cameroon, they have died in that land. A lot of Africans.
According to International Organization for Immigration, many of the migrants who die in the desert are young men.